What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Okay, let's get this promo recorded, shall we? Where's Rita? Has anybody seen Rita? Where the fuck is Rita?
Morning! Oh.
You're late.
Oh, leave it out, Adam. I was in hair and makeup.
But this is an audio promo.
Yes, so I want to look good for the promo. What's your point? It's not all for you, Adam. I mean, I do have other things to be getting on with. This promo thing is a big favour for you, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. I am grateful.
Good. Okay, now let's just get this done. I'm getting hot and bored already.
All right, then. Let's get this going.
Oh, hang on a second. Let me just get some water. Hang on.
Okay.
Humna, humna, humna. Excuse me.
You done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okie dokie. Right. The Oddcast Podcast UK promotional bumper, take one.
Hi, I'm Rita Imnani, and I'm here to tell you all about the wonderful podcast, The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody is listening to. Can we cut? Sorry, can we cut for a second?
What's that?
I said podcast way too many times in that.
Sounded fine to me.
Yeah, Adam, but we all know how difficult it is for you to string a bloody sentence together. Do you know what I mean? So.
Oh, all right. Let's just move on. We'll sort that bit out later.
All right. Of course you will.
Right, okay. Let's go again. Take two.
Hi, I'm Rita Imnani, and I'm here to tell you all about the wonderful podcast, The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody is listening to. Wait, cut.
What now?
The podcast nobody is listening to? Seriously, you still want to go with that?
Well, I like it.
Well, I'm sure I can come up with a better slogan.
Really? Well, go then. Be my guest.
Brilliant, okay. The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show what once caused several people to die of boredom.
What? No, cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you're on a constant period.
Oh, no, cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut!
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's a podcast where the host Adam gets you to record hundreds and hundreds of promos and recordings, taking up a lot of your free time, making you feel like you're constantly working for someone who doesn't even pay you, when you could actually be out doing something productive with your day and getting on with your day job, as opposed to recording crap for a podcast nobody is listening to. Oh, give up. The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening.
Right, tell them where to find us.
Right. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also, find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rita.
Fuck off, Adam.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast.
It's been 18 months since I testified against some of the most dangerous people in England. I put a lot of people in jail for something I had my hand in too.
Where's Eddie Hill and the £2 million you stole?
You have 4 days to get to me, my...
£2 million.
Don't let Katie down. Goodbye, Mr. Jacobs.
The clock's ticking on me. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I need your help to get home. Mike, we can't go home. Not now, not ever. If we do that, we are both dead.
I need that fucking money. And I'm gonna get it one way or another.
Jazz like a truck, I keep on. If the girl gives up, she's wrong. Leave a man really unstable. See my plan, I was willing, I gave you. Twist, twist, just like a hurricane. A hurricane. She's like the wind, she's like the wind. First kiss, first kiss.
Podcast episode 92, part of the Barker Podcast Collection and the Pod Gods Network. Hashtag not listening. It's the podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening. Boom. I'm Adam.
And I'm Billy today.
Way, whoa, yeah. What's going on? What's going on? Everyone's expecting Will and Ash to be here. Yeah, but
not
you're...
today. Not today. They're tied up, man. They're tied up there in the garden.
Literally tied up. We're tied up. You said, I'm taking this back.
Yeah, man.
You're nearly 100 episodes. I want in on the action. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to get close to that one.
You're like 92 episodes in, you're like, I can come back. Mm-hmm. They filled in all right for a while.
See that, boys.
But why are you here, Bill?
They'll be dead by now, probably.
What's going on? Would they be dead? That's a bit hard.
Yeah. I'm here because we went and watched a film last night, didn't we, Adam?
All right, just because we went and watched a film, we're going to do a podcast about it. Yeah, we saw Star Trek the other day.
Yeah.
We'll do a podcast about it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just any old film, though, was it?
No, it wasn't any old film.
What film was it?
It was White Collar Hooligan 2.
Oh, it was a sequel!
It was.
Ah, England Away.
Yep.
The Rise and Fall of a White Collar Hooligan. Mm-hmm. Part 2!
Part 2.
Directed by Paul Tanzer.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Nick Nevin.
Yep.
Rita Ramnani.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Phillips.
Yep.
Peter Barrett.
Yep.
Faz Blackwood.
Yep.
And loads more people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing film.
It was.
And we're gonna discuss it.
Yep.
This episode.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's tuning in for a usual Oddcast podcast, where you have me, Will, and Ash.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different. But the whole reason is that you're probably wondering, hang on, Adam, you just released episode 91. You literally just released it.
Just now.
Literally just about, I'm looking at it, it's not even a day apart.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm spoiling you this week, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
2 episodes in 1 week.
Indulge, go and indulge.
But that's because episode 91 was literally full of compilation of Pod Goddammit episodes we did.
Yep.
So if everyone's going back to listen to that, they'll be like, hang on, I've already heard this stuff before. This is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
This is a review.
Yes.
This is our take on what happened, and we watched a movie, and we're going to talk about it and have a bit of fun with it.
We did a little private screening.
Private screening?
Feel a little bit special. Did feel special.
Did you feel special?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah. Right, so set the scene, but what happened? Like, why did we get invited to a screening of this movie?
It's people that you know.
Okay.
You know these people. You speak to these people. We reviewed the GBH movie.
GBH?
Yeah.
No, you said it.
GBH.
Directed by Simon Phillips. Produced this one, starred in this mm-hmm. one too.
Yep. And, like I say, you speak to them. And then we went and watched it.
So really, yeah. So I just speak to them. They say, hey, fans, come watch your movie. Yeah.
Or Adam perhaps pestered them.
Do you think I pestered them a bit?
Well, I don't know, but yeah, probably.
I don't. Obviously, everybody knows who Rita Ramnani is. She is the voice of the Oddcast podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You hear her every episode. Yep. Literally take the piss out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Call me a dick with a microphone.
Yep.
The biggest prick in Essex is the one that's standing. Everyone seems to quote that one.
Well, that's been going around for years.
Yeah. And she just made it more, you know...
Global.
Official.
Yeah.
Global.
Yeah. not enough people know about this prick in Essex.
Exactly. It's Adabok. Yeah. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, she got to know her. Got to know Paul Tanner, the director.
Yeah.
And writer of this movie. And obviously, I went and saw the first one, mm-hmm. White Collar Hooligan.
Yep.
And I went and saw that last year when it came out. And I watched that. That's a great film. You can watch it on Netflix. If you've got Netflix in this country, you can watch it on there.
It's got a lot of downloads on there as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to watch Netflix.
Yeah, it's a very popular film.
Yeah, it's a good film. Mm-hmm. Funny. What's the premise of that film? Do you remember what happened in that one?
It's football hooliganism.
Yeah, and then what happens? Credit card fraud.
Yeah.
That's what he gets caught up in.
Mm-hmm. That's what this film leads on to, isn't it? You know, he's sort of still chasing it.
Well, he's trying to run away.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, in the first one, he gets caught up in credit card fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dobs all the geezers in. He's a grass. You're a dirty fucking grass. That's not what they say. Geezer says, isn't he? Big guy.
Because all people that get caught out don't like grasses.
Nah.
For some reason.
I don't believe that. Yeah. You're a dirty fucking grass. So he gets caught up. Right. So he's on the run. This is it. Mike Jacobs, his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Nevin's character. He's run away with Rita Remnani.
Yes.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a nice little bar.
Yep.
In Costa del Sol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really want to go there now.
Yeah, you want to go visit the Costa del Sol? Just say, I watched this place and I'm standing.
I just want to go on holiday. Because it's fucking grey and all wet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's in there. And he's got a little life, a mm-hmm. little bit of money left of him by Eddie,
yep.
his mate from mm-hmm. the first movie.
Yep.
Played by Simon Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
And he went.
Did he?
He disappeared. He went off somewhere. Couldn't find him. Don't know where he's gone. So you got Mike Jacobs under an assumed name.
Yeah, what was his name, Adam?
He was a witness protection. They put him in another name. It's the best name ever.
That's debatable.
Masturbatable?
Yeah.
Mike Barker.
Yes. Your name was dropped in there.
What are the odds?
What are they? Yeah.
That was an homage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul Tanter said.
Yeah.
That's his words.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, it's an homage to you.
Yeah, check you out, Ed.
I was like, no. I reckon he said that, but I reckon maybe he just sort of said it.
And then after he's like, oh.
Oh, look, oh, Adam's name's Adam Barker. Oh, all right. Maybe if I tell him that it's actually him.
I'll make him feel a little bit special.
Yeah. Well, it worked.
You do feel special.
It's the little things that please me in life, I tell you. Mm-hmm. The simplest things. So if you just name someone in a movie with their second name after me, I'm going to be well happy.
Mm-hmm. There's loads of them about. Don't get too excited.
Shut up. This is my time.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm taking it. I don't care what anyone else says. But anyway, don't want to give too much of the movie away.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise is then, Katie then gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
By these gangsters who are angry at Mike
mm-hmm.
and they demand £2 million.
Oh, they want their money back, don't they?
They want their money back.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got 4 days.
4 days to find £2 million? I'd struggle to find 57p.
We did struggle to find money last time. That's the problem. But, but yeah, so I don't want to spoil the film. I want you to go out and get it. Go mm-hmm. and watch it yourself.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the first one, go and watch the first one.
Yeah.
And then watch this one.
It's probably best to. Well, it is whenever you're watching a sequel, it's always best to watch your first one.
Yeah, a little bit silly if you just jump straight into this one.
I did say to Adam yesterday morning, I sent him a text and I said, why don't you bring the first one round and we'll watch that before we go. And Adam said, I already watched it this morning. Thanks, man.
Well, why haven't you got a copy of it, Bill?
Oh, Well done, man.
We'll let you off. So, yeah, so you watch a film, it's fast paced, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Some funny bits, isn't it?
Maybe, yeah, I was laughing, and then other people laughed. I was like, why are you already laughing? I was laughing.
Because we're watching it in the screening with the actors and cast members and mm-hmm. crew members. They were, some of them, I think it was definitely Nick.
He was laughing at these little private jokes.
He was laughing at little in jokes, you could tell, because nothing was going on.
Yeah.
It's like, he's just knocking on.
What's he laughing at?
Yeah, there's like a little knock at the door, and then they just start laughing, and you're like, what's he laughing at?
Mm.
And then you can see Simon
something must have happened
looking around.
Set. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little chuckle.
So then they just go to prove how much fun they had making it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Ooh. So that's what I like about watching
fun on set.
Like British films or any independent films, low-budget films.
Mm.
If they look like they had fun making it, then you have fun watching it. Do you know what I mean? Because you always feel part of the action. So when they're having a laugh on screen and making jokes and little improvisation of little one-liners.
Yeah.
Comes across well. Mm-hmm. And they work well together.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah.
Simon Phillips and Nick Nevin, great screen chemistry.
Eddie had some lines in there that made me laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was like a bit cheeky, wasn't he?
Mm. This is the way he acted around his wife and stuff like that as well. That just, yeah.
But also, we can't give too much of the film away. That's mm-hmm. the problem, because there's a couple of twists and turns in there, and if we just sort of explained the whole film, there'd be no point.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to tease you all
yeah.
to go and watch it.
Get you moist.
Yeah.
Get you moist, you know, get you all juiced up.
Juiced. Billy loves that saying. Juiced up.
Yeah, all juiced.
Got to get all juiced up. So if you're going to go and get it, go to Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm going to put all the links in this post, and you should be able to find it. White Collar Lugan 2. But you can find it in shops.
Yeah.
DVD, Blu-ray.
Yeah.
HMV, Sainsbury's.
Already out in there. Come out today.
Come out on the 20th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you go and you've got no excuse now. You've got White Collar Lugan 1, White Collar Lugan 2.
Yeah.
Watch.
Bosh. Go and knock them both
out. Bish, bash, bosh. So also we went down to the screening, and it was fun for us.
Yeah.
It was a little day out, wasn't
good
it?
Day out, yeah. Our first date.
It was like our first date. I joked about it, and people, I think some people actually think we're gay. And it was, it was our first date.
But it was our first date. Well, people wouldn't think we're gay, I don't know.
Anyway, but good looking couple, Bill.
Yeah.
But, it was quite, we got down there, had a couple of beers and pubs.
Yeah. Walked in, I think three pubs were closed that we could find, and they were all closed down. So we walked into one, I was like, oh mate, you got a pool table in here, pal? He's like, no mate, we ain't even got any music. So we sat down, and he was pouring the beer already, and I was like, fuck, right, we're sort of stuck here. Bit of a shit pub, I'll be honest, that was crap.
Even he was trying to say, like, yeah, just don't bother, mate, don't. Yeah. He said, do you want another beer? Because I wouldn't, I wouldn't recommend it.
Don't come here, man.
Go and find another place. actually has music.
Yeah.
And actually,
it's just little things you want in a pub.
What do you look for in a pub?
A little bit of music in the background. It ain't a pub if it ain't got a fucking pool table. I'm not being, you know, fucking anal or whatever, but I want to go into a pub. A darts board or a fucking pool table.
You don't like just sitting in a pub drinking, talking?
Yeah, I love sitting in a pub drinking, but give me a pool table, it's like they do. Because then I know, right, because I could go into a pub and there'd be a pool table, I wouldn't even go and play on it. But if I want to go and play on a pool table.
You like the option?
It's there. Yeah, it's
so like, you want everything.
It's like years ago, I lived in that little flat and we had a swimming pool there.
What?
Up at Robbie's.
Oh yeah.
I had that, there was a swimming pool there. Right?
So but, you use it?
Well, because it was there, I was like, nah, can't be asked. Moved out, when it's a hot day, I'm like, you know what, I should have fucking rinsed that. When I lived in Spain, we had a swimming pool.
Never used it?
Nope, never used it.
Look at you, you've been to Spain?
Mm-hmm.
You are like the geezer from White Collar Hooligan.
Yeah man, I was on the run then, yeah.
Yeah, what was your name?
Still am now,
Billy Barker.
Nice. Yeah. I used the same name. I
thought, so, you know. Everyone in the witness protection called Barker.
Yeah, there's a lot of Barkers in the world. Yeah,
they're all just coincidence.
Yeah,
they've all done something dodgy in their life, and they're all covering it. But we got there, and after we found out, we bumped into Rebecca Ferdinando, another friend of the podcast. She's been on there a few times.
Yeah,
people will know who she is. People might have bought her calendar.
Yeah.
I've got a calendar up at work.
You do?
And everyone seems to comment on it.
Yeah.
Like, who's that? And I'm like, she's nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's Rebecca Fernando. I'm like, do you know her? Yeah. No, you don't. You don't. Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't.
Okay, no, I don't know her.
I don't, but I do.
I don't. Yeah, I know who she is. I spoke to her a few times. Yeah. Well, we met her, and we went for a drink with her because we were both early.
Yeah. Don't want to be turning up early to these things, do you?
And we got into the bar and started chatting. We actually went to the same place we went to at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm. Soho Hotel.
Talking to Rebecca, and she was all hungover. Not hungover, she was a bit jet lagged.
Mm.
And she just
they all were?
Yeah, they all come back from LA. Yeah. Oh, the lifestyle, eh?
Oh, yeah.
If only.
I had jet lagged getting a train from Essex.
We got to spoke to Rebecca, and she was telling us all about her work and that, and she was telling us about how she got these bruises on her arm. If you check out her Instagram, you'll see these bruises she's got on her arm.
She got beaten up, didn't she?
Yeah. And then, but she was sitting next to me, and she started like reenacting what happened to her. She nearly gave me a bruise in my arm.
Yeah, I think I saw a little tear drop out of your eye.
Anyway, I'm not a wuss, but, you know, she works out.
But you did cry.
Yeah, you know, she's a strong lady.
Yeah.
I think she just got pinched my arm. She's like, grabbing me. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Get off my arm, you're hurting me, man.
Poor girl.
But when I watched the film, it was all good. Nick Neverman was there, obviously. And he had a cold.
He did. Poor little bugger.
He scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a top lad, but he's got his, because he's a bit, because I've watched him so many movies where he's shouting and calling people cunts and everything.
Yeah. You just think he's going to go off in a minute.
I just think he's going to turn around and be like, you what? And start, yeah, but do you know what I want him to do? What? I want him to narrate my life.
Yeah.
Like he narrates all the movies I've seen him in. Because that'd be cool. I just want, if I'm sitting around, I've got something to do. I want someone narrating my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got to go to work today. Those fucking cunts are giving me overtime. That's what I want. I want him to do
that. Is
that
your
me.
Nick Nevin impression?
That is the worst Nick Nevin impression ever. But
I'm not even going to try.
Over the years, he doesn't start thinking of that.
Yeah, scared he'll come beat me over every he would flask.
Yeah. So Rita Remnani there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of said hello, and she's jet lagged and that.
Yeah.
She's talking. She was talking about the podcast. She wants to get back in, do some more recordings.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
She's got some stuff to catch up with.
You're sacked.
Oh, right. Okay. You've knocked it on the head, have you?
No, of course not. No. She's more than well. She's the voice of the podcast.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a podcast without
some people listen just to hear her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for your voice.
No. No one wants to hear my voice.
No.
But then we also met Gigi Petit.
Yeah. She was one of the dancers in
the
film.
One of the strippers in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spoken to her a few times on Twitter, and she had me in stitches last night, just chatting, because she's just so excited about everything.
Yeah.
And then when she was talking about, because we said we might get her on the podcast, we might get her on the It's Not Soccer podcast.
Yeah.
Because she likes her football.
She does, doesn't she? Yeah.
She likes her Liverpool, she likes her Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Like the football team.
Yeah.
She's not just like, country. I like the country Greece or anything, but I think she's a Greek. Which helps.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't just support Greece
because it's another,
yeah, she sort of picked a country out of a hat.
Yeah, it's like a sweepstake and she forgot that you're not.
She's got Slovenia first. She's been like, fuck that.
That one was Slovenia?
Yeah. Next round.
But if you change her, she wants to get involved. Talking to Simon as well. Is the brother.
Yeah.
And he's a funny guy.
He's made me laugh, mate.
Ninja Picks.
Yeah.
He wants that to get trending.
Yeah.
So what's, I think do well, what, to what's Ninja Picks, Bill?
Ninja Picks is, he's just sort of, like I said, when I tweeted him earlier, I said you're spoiled being on the tube because there's a lot of these people on the tube. Hmm. And they said if you just see someone a little bit odd, or maybe someone sleeping or something like that, or doing, pulling a bit of a weird face, you know, people on public transport. He said, so just get your phone out and just take a sneaky little picture of them.
That's brilliant.
It is good. Do you know what I mean? But you're not sort of worried that you could be sitting on a train and, like, you get off a train or a bus or something. I haven't been on a bus for ages, but you get off the bus and be like, someone could have just taken a picture of me.
Some ninjas, aren't it? Ninja pics.
Yeah, ninja pic.
Then what you got to do, you got to go on Twitter.
Great idea.
You got to click on that hashtag, and you might see yourself on there.
Oh.
But it's me.
Shit.
Then you find that person, you beat them up.
Yeah.
Then you go into witness protection.
Yep.
Under the same name.
Barker.
Barker.
Mm-hmm.
It's the go-to name now.
Yep.
So
that's what's going to happen.
Right. We got, obviously Paul Tanner was there and he was half asleep. I was trying to talk
before we even got there.
Before we even got there, one eye open. Oh, hello, Adam. Nice to meet you again, man. And that was it. Hope you enjoyed it. But we want to get in on the action. We want to be extras in one of their movies.
What, like hooligans?
I mean, anything.
Could you see yourself? Could you picture yourself as being a hooligan?
I reckon we could be like the really rubbish goons.
Yeah?
Yeah, the ones that are like really bad. You know, like henchmen.
What, you mean guys. Like the two scousers out of Lock, Stock and Two Smoky Barrels? Yeah, we'd be them two bumbling idiots.
Yeah. Try to get your job done, but we can't get it done.
Well, a woman called a Starsky and Hutch on the way home last night.
Yeah, what was that about?
Yeah, some pissed up woman with pizza and chips in her hand. Just
classy insurance, would you know?
Starsky and Hutch. Carried on walking. I nearly kicked their food out of her head.
She just walked by, she went, oh, Starsky and Hutch. And then carried on walking. I don't know what that means. Maybe because I'm wearing a jumper? It's not turtleneck.
That's not a turtleneck. That's probably...
It's not a turtleneck. What are you talking about? You got a mock turtleneck on or anything.
No. Do it up. It'll be a turtleneck.
Is it a jumper? What's your problem, man?
No, nothing, man. Nothing.
But I reckon if we call out Paul Tanner, maybe he gives us a call next time he's doing a film around Essex Way. We'll pop our head round.
Yeah, or if they're filming in LA or Costa del Sol.
Yeah, if you want to go LA, Costa del Sol.
You know, I don't, Dubai. You know, I'm pretty good on aeroplanes, you know, so.
We're easy, you know, first class done. Don't you go worry about us, you know what I mean?
Mm.
We'll be good. We're getting it, we'll pop our heads in.
Yep.
He's probably thinking, she ain't fucking getting anywhere near
us. Stop, you're begging.
You ain't, you fools. There's a reason I used your name. Yeah. That's it.
That's it, you've had your little bit now.
That's it, nothing. Barker, no more.
Now get off my fucking case.
But we've got to look out for more of his films coming up.
Mm-hmm.
More of Rita Ramnani's film, or Nick Nevin's film. Mm-hmm. Nick Nevin's got a film called The Hooligan Factory.
The Hooligan Factory?
Yeah, it was a comedy.
Yeah?
Yeah, which I think he wrote.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, might have directed it. I don't want to say he did and then realise he didn't, but I've only sort of seen some bits about it, but that's going to come out soon. More of that will come out.
Yeah.
So I think everyone should kind of keep tabs on these people.
Mm.
I think that's what you should do.
Yeah.
So, you know, follow them on Twitter.
Sure, if you watch one film, you know, they really enjoy, you know, like yeah. they'll enjoy that film and they'll enjoy the rest of them as well.
It's good to support British films as well.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Especially independent British films, mm-hmm. films with lower budget, because they need help.
Yep.
They need the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to say that they don't get promotion because they're rubbish, it doesn't mean that. I've always discussed this with you before.
Mm.
Promotion is key to make a film popular, it gets
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's all word of mouth and stuff.
You have to get word of mouth out there, mm-hmm. you need to make sure the social networking mm-hmm. works for you.
Yeah.
Because if you're Michael Bay, you've got $100 million to spend on advertising.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then they could just sit there and it'll be everywhere. You can't turn on anything without Transformers coming at you.
Yeah. Whereas space.
White Collar Hooligan and films are such as that, they struggle a bit. They need to be in the right places, look at the right demographics.
Mm-hmm.
So that social networking is perfect.
Yeah.
Puts you out there, free advertising, gets the word out there. Hopefully we're doing our little bit.
Yes.
I know I've done a little blog post.
Yeah.
You as well, put it and today? We've just done this podcast,
mm-hmm.
so we squeeze this podcast in.
Squeeze. And yeah,
hopefully we do our bit. Hopefully people will give it a chance. I'm not going to sit there and say you're going to love the film. I mean, I can't say that. We're not reviewers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there to tell you what you should like. But we're saying, give
but
it
if you
a
don't,
go.
I'll come fucking stab you in the neck.
Yeah,
there you go.
See, that's Billy. See, that was like your audition for your next
that
movie.
Is. Yeah, that sound nasty.
Yeah, do it yeah. again. Go on.
If you don't, I'll come stab you in the fucking neck.
You mangy cunt.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So you've got to be proper harsh, because
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
they like.
Yeah. Okay.
Dialogue in these films.
I'm working on the face at the moment as well.
Dialogue in these films are pretty mangy.
Yeah, the way you
cunt.
The way you walk as well.
You slay.
I was thinking of cutting my face, actually, and then getting a scar.
Yeah?
Like, damn me eye, you know, saying like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think Bill's a proper method actor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bill can act. If you've seen some of the little shorts I've done on my YouTube, Bill can actually act. I can't act for shit. I can't. So if I got a part in one of his movies, I'd have to tell him I'm either playing myself or I'm not speaking.
Yeah.
Or if I said one, it'd be one word, I'd probably still get that wrong.
I was just being myself in that, so that's not really acting.
No, but you were acting, though.
Mm.
Whereas I was trying to be myself and act. I can't act. I'm, you know, I can write a script fine.
Mm-hmm.
I can, in my head, it sounds perfect. Mm-hmm. I can sit on the podcast and talk.
Yep.
Put me in front of a camera and tell me to act. I ain't got a clue what I'm doing. Yeah. Cack my pants.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
But I reckon we should, you know. Paul, don't be afraid.
He's still fucking trying it. He spent the last 12 minutes to say, get us in the film, get us in the film.
Well, you know. It ain't going to happen, but I'm happy to have my name. But just name every one of your characters Barker in every single film.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy with that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, any one of his films, if someone's got the name that begins with the letter B, I'll be like, I know that's homage to me. I know.
All right. There's Bert.
Yeah, Bert. That's close enough.
That's close.
It's close
that,
enough.
Do. Or anyone that looks like Billy. If anyone's eating a pepperoni.
Hang on. He's got brown hair. What a prick.
If anyone's eating a pepperoni in the movie, then they know that's an homage to Billy's head.
That's fucking harsh, man. That's fucking harsh. Pepperoni camp.
So, yeah, go and watch White Collar Hooligan 2. Go and watch White Collar Hooligan 1.
Mm-hmm.
Follow them all on Twitter. Keep up to date with them. Keep tabs on them.
Mm-hmm.
Follow them, stalk them. Not in a kind of really pervy way, but just keep up what they're doing. Keep updated.
Yeah.
And you never know, you might start enjoying what they're getting into and giving yourself the chance to witness and experience another load of films that you never thought you would.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, stuff that's out there, but you haven't seen.
The amount of times I tweeted it out today to people, mm-hmm. and I said, give it a go. And a lot of people said, oh, I like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give that a go. And you're like, how else would you have found that out?
Yeah.
Unless I kind of push you and say, oh, go on, give it a go.
Yeah.
No, yeah, do my bit.
Mm-hmm.
I respect people who are creative and give it a go.
Yeah.
So, Paul, Simon, Rita, Nick, all the producers, all the actors and that.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Supernova with the music.
Supernova with his music video.
Yeah.
Which Gigi Petite's actually in the music video for it.
Oh, is she in that as well?
She is.
Yeah.
So yeah, like big up to him. I think that was one of his first, like, I think it was his first film. Cause he's in it. It was one of the arms dealers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think it was maybe his first film which had the title, music.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he was a cool guy. A quick word of him last night.
Little chat.
They're all good last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're all nice. Everyone was polite. Everyone was happy. Everyone was pleased to see us all and have a chat. So, I thank them for that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And hopefully we can see him again.
Mm-hmm.
Like for another film.
Yeah.
Who knows what it could be.
Yeah.
White Collar Hooligan 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like a franchise, it'd be like Fast and Furious. It's non-stop.
The Fast and Furious needs to fuck off now. How many times are you going to fucking do a donut in a car and make a film?
Do a donut in a car. That's all they do.
Those
your McDonald's car park, that's what Fast and Furious 7 is going to be about.
Yeah, just in fucking, yeah, down at Riverside.
Drive-through.
Yeah, moaning about the speed bumps in the car park. Who gives a shit?
So, yeah. Okay, so well, then, this is it. This has been Oddcast Podcast episode 92. It's been a short one. It's been a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, some people might say it's not even a fucking episode.
No, but it is.
Well, but it is. Oh, heck, I'm saying it is. It's, you can see it says 92.
Yeah, so shut your fucking cake.
You just got 91 yesterday as well. So you got two episodes to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And next week's one's going to be even specialer.
Even work? Specialer? No, it isn't, special. But
just yeah, made
you
it
can
up.
Have it.
Even more special is going to be next week. Where Rita Ramnani is taking the stage.
Oh.
She's going to run that podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll find out next week.
Oh, okay.
So there you go, tease on that.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, okay, so, yep, I've been Adam. Follow me at Barker Podcast.
And I've been Billy. I'm at Bilo66.
Yeah. Go to barkerpodcast.webs.com. You can hear all the podcasts in the Barker Podcast collection. And go to notlisteningcollective.blogspot.co.uk for all the blogs, posts, and podcasts.
Yes, all that
exciting
shit.
Exciting times.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, like I said, you've had two episodes this week. Mm. Exciting for you.
Oh.
Next week is going to be a special Rita Ramnani special.
Mm.
A special Rita Ramnani special.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't even know it's coming.
No.
But it is.
It is.
And it's going to be an amazing
episode. Watch out!
Maybe for people that have just joined the podcast, will appreciate it more. Yeah. People that have listened to every single episode, maybe like, I've heard this.
Yeah. Been here, man.
But it's going to be fun. So that's coming next week. So, check that out. And, yeah, Bill, is there anything you want to say?
My mic's on this time, so you can hear me. This
yeah.
is the third time we've recorded this a little bit.
You're going to plug It's Not Soccer, go on. Plug it.
Yeah, go and listen to the It's Not Soccer podcast. The podcast where we just chat shit about sports that we don't really know all that much about.
Nice. See you next week.
Sold.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. # not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Alright. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rita.
Fuck off, Adam.